happy days. You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller on Giveaway Friday. Here's your host live from Sharp Fences Gallery, Ann Eller.
All right. Well, we've been getting some great answers on the three superstitions that there are out there. There's lots of them. Name three superstitions. We're going to talk about that in just a second. I got one I'd never heard before, but hey, we'll talk about that in a second because right now we do have our city manager, Charlie Barino, on the air with us. And, you know, there's some exciting news out here. I guess coming on the radio was a good thing yesterday, huh, Charlie?
Yeah. And we did get some feedback after we came on your show yesterday afternoon from CSX Transportation. And we encouraged them to really hurry up and send us an agreement to make some improvements to Maxwell Avenue, and we have received a draft of that agreement. Received that late yesterday afternoon, and it'll be on City Council's agenda this Monday night, for consideration. So that should be progress. The agreement, as it is written, states that the goal is to have the Maxwell Avenue Railroad crossing improved by the end of December of this year.
Well, that would be some really big news for as long as we've been trying to push that mountain and get some response from them, particularly since you already have the money to do it, right?
Yeah, that's true. The County Transportation Committee approved the use of state sales tax, gasoline tax, to make improvements. It'll be improvements that go above and beyond what CSX would normally do. This will be adding a concrete crossing there. So we hope that that the crossing and the approach will be much smoother and hopefully, soon people will be enjoying that crossing. We think over the coming years that traffic on Maxwell is only going to increase, and so this is something that is needed in the community.
Well, I'm sure I'm glad you came on yesterday. Glad to be able to help move that mountain. And what's going on today at the Federal Building? Haven't you been in meetings today?
Sure, and we thank you, Ann, and WLMA for all that they do to help get information out to the public. But today, Greenwood is hosting the South Carolina Heritage Corridor Art Symposium at the Federal Building, and that's kind of been our vision for this visitor and tourism effort, is to bring small, less than 200 people groups into the community and have a great opportunity to conference and meet. These folks are from all over the Heritage Corridor, up in Oconee County all the way down to Charleston, and I would say about probably well over 50 of those folks that are here have never been in the Federal Building. So it's just an opportunity to let folks know about Greenwood, and if they haven't been to Greenwood lately, that there's a lot of new things here to do and see, and there is a reason to come to Greenwood.
There absolutely is, and when we go out in the world, we need to make sure we're telling people about Greenwood, because there sure are a lot of good things, and I know you're excited about a week from Monday opening up the farmers markets there, and there's so much more, but we need to be good stewards of that information out there.
We surely do. We're very proud of Greenwood, and it's up to us to market ourselves and to keep our economy strong.
Well, that sounds great. Well, congratulations. I'm glad to hear that we were able to help move the mountain here.
Well, I'll come back on the show when it's finished. I'll breathe a sigh of relief when the construction's finished, but we're a step in the right direction.
Well, that's right. And, actually, you hadn't had a lot of movement, so this is, one step or two steps. Hey, it's a great start.
That's right.
That's right. Thanks so much for coming on,
Have
Charlie.
Have a great weekend, Ann.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.